This interview highlight package is brought to you by Chess Alive.
Let's start from the beginning, if you can, because, you know, we've gone from seeing you, I think before that, those allegations were made, man. Maybe let me take you through it, if you're struggling. So just, before those allegations were made, you were doing well in your career. We were seeing you at events. We were seeing you at, on shows, on different shows. And so when those allegations were made, I imagine it maybe might have pulled you into a space where you didn't want to be seen anymore because there's something just, you know, lingering in the background. So Angazi, on your end, if you can just depict what really went down after those allegations were made against you, if it in any way affected your career, and just what it even did to you mentally as well.
Yeah, yes, my sister, actually, with this case, what happened now, I want to just take it back, what happened now is, actually, I wanted this to go on trial, you know? Mm. I wanted this to go on trial, and that's why I've been pushing Uti, it will go on trial. But she kept on coming back here. She kept on coming back after a mediation. We tried mediation 2 times, yesterday, you know. And I was like, I don't understand why umuntu afuna mediation, ukuthi ushayiwe, you know. You come with a blue eye and you say ushayiwe, but why ufuna mediation? And then if ushayiwe, so these are the things I ask even her lawyer, would say, no mutu lo le blue eye, where did she get the blue eye? Mm. To come and say she now wants the mediation. So actually now, it was said to her, would say, kumele aposte. Because we're fully mediation, you know, it's not me who wanted mediation. So in a job of fully mediation, now I'm fighting my bone with this an issue. I want to live for the 2 years this thing's been dragging. I can't breathe now, always going to court, you know. And then, but I was like, because I know where I stand and I know that I never touched her, she's the one who came to my house and accused me of assaulting her and throwing my image. I wanted this to go on trial, but now the prosecutor, they said he must go on social media and tag me, and she didn't do that. So whatever she posted, yesterday I went back to court and told the prosecutor that let's go on trial, because this girl, obviously, she doesn't respect the law. She doesn't respect what they said to her, that if she posts, she must tell me so that I can see. So that one, I don't know now how should I be talking about this, you know, because I still want justice, not only justice for me, but for not doing anything, because they are males, you know. So, but just in short, also being affected, and it did affect me too much, not even a little, too much. Actually, other things I won't say. But yeah, I was very traumatized too much. Mentally, I'm not okay. I'm not waking. I'm not breathing. I don't remember, you know, and obviously media people, when they see news about you that you've assaulted someone, GPG cases, media people, they rush to judge you as a male. And I'm just trying not to lose my house. I'm trying to cleanse, not to lose my house, but I'm at the risk of losing my house.
So I wonder, with all of this going on and how this lady, this particular lady that we're speaking of course, your ex-girlfriend, the effect of what she had done. You said you had not been working. How have you been sustaining yourself? Has it been with savings from before? Has it been with previous gigs? Or have you been doing other things on the side, maybe outside of the entertainment industry?
I think some tax returns did help me there and there. Tax return, because I can't talk about other gigs outside because I never had other gigs. People were not booking me. Sometimes it feels like when you're a man, people are always ready for your downfall, you know. Excuses that, you know why we don't do things, because there are rumors about you, you know. So, but some tax returns helped me, and that money was able to like start playing a game.
So you haven't been paid since May, basically.
Yeah, since May, I haven't got anything called payment. Even booking you for some jobs, you know. And I know that when this thing was hit, when it happened, I was working. But after that, only 4 months, and then the production where I was working under, then they just said, my character comes to an end, but that it comes to an end. And they were like, yeah, but obviously it was supposed to come to an end. It's not because of anything malicious against me, you know. So I was like, okay. But now, ever since this happened, and I won't know, what if maybe I was not supposed to get anything? I can't even support my son, you know. I'm just a useless father now. I can't even see my son. I can't see my son. The last time I saw my son was December last year. Like, I'm going through a lot. Yeah, I'm going through a lot. To answer the phone and to remember this is a phone, I would have lost my mind by now, you know.
Yo, man, I'm really sorry to hear that. I can't even imagine. I mean, the things that you're mentioning, not being able to provide for your son, not even just that, but not being able to see him, and what that can also do and affect you just mentally on its own. You said you haven't been working. So since that production that we're speaking about, which one, what story, when was the last time we saw you on air? Let's just talk about this character that you're talking about, where your character came to an unexpected, I guess, demise. Which show was that?
No, you know what, my sister, these things, you know, when they go to newspapers, they even become bad, you know. They even become bad to the so-called producers, you know. They don't take these things very well. And then they think it is now, parry with them, you know. So because I still hope that I will get a job, you know, and work, you know. So I wouldn't want to go deeper in those, because after all that, I was on SABC 2, you know. I was on a show even, that got canned because of other internet.
Yes.
Yes. So like this, the last time I shot was this year April, yeah. So even after that, I got a role, you know, on Pimville, and yeah, and also I shot something, I shot Mzansi Magic Film, Mzansi Bioskop for me, yes. I guess those ones, they don't look too much into what you've been through, you know, because it's just a bunch of dice cop, you know. It's just football days, so you can't call that like you have a job, because it's just, I know people haven't seen me on TV now, yeah, but those who've been watching LGBT2, they've seen me from February till May, yeah.
Yeah, just now before the show was canned from the season.
Yeah.
Since you were also part of that production, without speaking too much about the case, which is we all know what's happening around that, but I just wanted to find out if you ever got compensated in any way for that role that you were a part of on Pimville.
That one, you're talking about the Pimville.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get paid for being on the show? Just want to know that part.
Yeah, I've been paid being on the show. It's just obviously there's a month that we were not paid. Mm. You know, that's the thing. I think these things, like, you know, you go play hard as an artist or as an actor, and you go prepare for the character, and then you're hoping that maybe this can be something that can, and when you hear it's a telenovela, you have hopes that maybe it can push me to 8 months or 12 months, and then something that's in 3 or 4 months or 5 months.
Sure. So, I mean, with her having apologized, even though her apology didn't come with a tag, do you feel somehow a little bit exonerated? Of course, it's trending right now. People are talking about it. Do you think the apology might make some sort of a difference for you to get gigs again?
I don't think so. You know, when the damage is done, I don't want to talk about damage. I don't know if I was not working because of the damage or what, you know, I really don't know, because if people want to work with you, whether there are rumors about you, they will work with you. And this apology to me, it was just something that I said when I was at court. I said, because I'm tired, I'm drained, and traumatized. And it's too heavy to be busy going to court. Now, they subpoena you, you must go. And when you get there, postponed for consultation. This case has been dragging for 2 years. She kept on changing. I don't know if she kept on changing lawyers or what, but this case dragged because I don't know. I went to court asking why this case is dragging. So now I'm just drained and tired, and I want to live my life.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Player.fm, and Pocket Cast. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Chess Alive.